Hello, I'm David James. Would you like to improve your English, build a powerful vocabulary, speak English with real confidence? I can help you. Go right now to goodenglish.online and sign up for my free online course. Today, let's examine words with the suffix age, udge. The suffix udge can mean a result of, an act of, a state of, a collection of. Look at these examples. First, envisage, the act of visualizing, to contemplate, to form a mental image. The picture shows a number of gondolas on a canal in Venice. The sentence example reads, Venice was everything I envisaged. Next, forage, the act of searching for food. The picture shows a badger standing on a patio between two plant pots. The sentence example reads, Just outside our patio, we were amazed to see a badger foraging. Next, marriage, the state of being married. In the picture, we see Elizabeth Taylor and her husband Richard Burton arriving at an airport. The sentence example reads, It was no secret that their marriage was quite stormy at times. Next, courageous, the state of being brave without fear. In the picture, we see a goalkeeper in a game of football diving through the air. The sentence example reads, He was well known for his courageous goalkeeping. Next, baggage, a collection of suitcases or personal belongings. The picture shows a number of suitcases on the floor in an airport. The sentence example reads, I tried to find my suitcase in the unclaimed baggage section. Next, spoilage, the act of spoiling or the result of decay. In the picture, we see a damaged melon which has started to decay. The sentence example reads, There was some spoilage. Finally, there's salvage, the act of saving property in danger. The picture shows a building which has been badly burned. The sentence example reads, Unfortunately, it wasn't possible to salvage anything. So, in review, when you see the suffix age, udge, look for meanings such as a result of, an act of, a state of, a collection of. Did this video increase your knowledge? Share it now and add value to someone's day. Click the share button below. This is David James helping you to speak English with confidence. As a quick reminder, be sure to sign up for my free online course. Go to goodenglish.online right now.